Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. This is Becky. I am the host of Becky Book of Media Book Club. Hope you're having a wonderful day today. And I thank you for being in attendance to another episode of Becky Book of Media Book Club. I would love to invite you to the show. And still having some struggles with my Facebook, so I wasn't able to send my invite and tag you there like I normally do because someone perpetrated something against the account and I'm disabled because of it. But at any rate, the short link that you can tune into for those of you who are listening is Tango Oscar Bravo Tango Romeo. .com/Sierra and the digits are 11176187. You enter that short link into your devices. It should take you right into the live show. And now without further ado, we will be sharing with you on a woman from the Bible today. And this woman's character is that she came into the world perfectly at peace with God and with her husband. And she is very much in a good place and living the life, if you will, of Raleigh. And because, you know, life gives you tosses and twists and turns and so forth and so on, and you continually set to be on the top of your game. I mean, even as I'm doing this show, I'm struggling, and I hope you don't hear the struggle to bring this show to you. But I am determined, if you will, to make things happen in spite of my struggles. That being said, I'm going to continue this episode of, as I said earlier, Becky's Book of Media Book Club. So the woman that we're speaking to today is a woman who came into the world, as I said earlier, as I alluded to earlier, in perfect peace. Now, I'm telling you, God is my witness. You know, it's not good about the Bible tells us to swear to anything under the sun because it is all made of God, made by God, and it is all owned of Him. So I have no authority to declare or swear, actually to swear anything on anything in the heavens or the earth because of what God says in His Word. But I promise you, there's not one woman in the universe, from the highest of mountains to the lowest of valleys, that would not give everything she owns to have perfected peace with God and with her husband or the significant other in her life. There's no woman of character that would not trade a few things, a few of her most prized possessions, to have perfect peace with God and with her husband. The only other person on the planet is her husband. And I'm sure you don't even have to be a Bible scholar. You have to be only a person who went to church a few times during Sunday school class at some point in time, and you know without a shadow of a doubt who was the only woman on the earth who inhabited the earth at the time. There was only one other person on the planet, and that was her husband. She lived in this paradise, possessing everything and every pleasure that one could imagine. This place was, excuse me, if you will, indeed paradise. And it was created in perfection for she and her husband by the Almighty God. She never knew the meaning of embarrassment. She never knew the meaning of misunderstanding. She never knew the meaning of hurt. She never knew the meaning of estrangement. She never knew what envy was, or bitterness was, or grief was, or guilt was, until she listened to her enemy and began to challenge God. At the moment that she was beguiled, as the Bible says, some versions of the Bible says, the moment she was beguiled, at that very moment of being beguiled, she began to doubt what God had, and she no longer took his word as absolute truth. Now, understand, in her defense, the word wasn't given to her. The command wasn't given to her. The order wasn't given to her. But at any rate, because you have been given this paradise to live in, you have been given a man. Believe me when I tell you, God doesn't do anything halfway. He is not slack in his doings. So I promise you that this man was fine. Okay? She was fine. And they were living in a perfect place. There was no trouble in this place. There was no embarrassment, misunderstanding, or bitter, or grief, or guilt, or any of that. And then she listened to the very same thing. Not even, I wouldn't even consider it a being, but yet it is a being. And it is the chief of devils and his cohorts. She listened to that being. And sometimes I've been privileged when I encounter a person, because I don't know how many of you know, have heard this, figured this out, but there's good and evil in everything that's in this universe. It was created in the time of creation, and it is in everything that exists in this world. And so when we are led astray by the enemy of our soul, which is the father of lies and the author of evil, if you will, when we're led astray by that entity, then we begin to doubt what God has said. If God has ever given you a word, as he's given this man and this woman who were there in the beginning, whom he created the man for, to take dominion over everything that was in the earth, everything that he made, he gave man dominion over it. And then he made man a womb man, because he determined that man was lonely, and man was the only being in the universe at that particular time, at the beginning, in the beginning when things were created and everything was made on the seventh day. You know, everything had someone, everything had a partner. There was two of everything else in the earth but human, but man. And so God made a womb man, if you will, and there they were in paradise enjoying life until came in by way of the enemy of their being. Doubt came in because he introduced a different spin on what man had been told of God. And so now the man is not there. His wound man is there, and he and she is being beguiled by the enemy of man. And so she gets a different spin on what God had told the man. And so enters doubt, and in that place, she and her husband are banished from paradise and the presence of God. And that her firstborn son on up in the story, and her secondborn son have an encounter, and there is yet more assault, if you will, headed to this scenario. Now, you will find this story in Genesis chapter 1, verses, starting at verses 26 and going to verses 31. And then you will find it also, more of the story, in chapter 2 through 4. We're not going to go there because we are limited time. We have about less than 5 minutes at this present time. And you can go there at your leisure. Genesis 1, starting at verse 26 and going to 31, and then chapters 2 through 4. But very quickly here, in these last 4 minutes, I'm going to share you her story. The woman stirred and stretched, her skin soft and supple as a newborn. One finger, then another, moved in gentle exploration of the ground that cradled her. She could feel a warmth filling her, tickling her throat as it tried to escape, spilling out in the strong, glad noise of laughter. Third time is the charm. Now, in this place, as she's starting to laugh and be filled with joy and gladness, she is surrounded, if you will, as though by a thousand joys, and then a touch calms her without diminishing her joy. Her eyes open to a brightness, her ears to a voice, and then a smaller voice echoing an elated response. This is now bone of your bones and flesh of your flesh. She shall be called woe man, for she was taken out of man. Adam took hold of her, and their laughter meets like streams converging. The man and the woman walk naked and unashamed in paradise. No shadows filled Eden, no disorder, no discord, or fear. Then one day a serpent spoke to the woman. Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden? You will not surely die. For God knows that when you eat of it, the tree that you are forbidden to eat of, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God. You will be like God, knowing good and evil. And God doesn't want you to know as much as he knows. The woman listened. The woman listened. She remembered the brightness, the voice of God that had filled her with joy. Could she really be like him? Pressed hard by desire, she took the fruit and then shared it with her husband. Suddenly, darkness spread across Eden. It came not from the outside, but from within, filling the man and the woman with shadows, cravings, and misery. Order gave way to disorder, harmony to discord. Trust soon Adam and Eve heard the sound of their Creator walking in the garden, and they hid. Where are you, Adam? God called. I heard you in the garden, Adam replied, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid. Sin had driven its wedge inside their heart, and God banished them from Eden, pronouncing judgment first on the wily serpent, then on the temptress female, and then on her husband. Be encouraged. Hope you enjoyed the story of Eve.